Welcome, this is Anastasia Yaglova for Cato Daily Podcast, Tuesday, June 5th. For today's episode, I wanted to address the healthcare issue that preoccupies the current frontrunners for the Democratic presidential nomination, as well as just about every American, not to mention filmmaker Michael Moore in his new documentary of dubious credibility, Sicko, due out this summer. The American healthcare system needs reform, that much is clear. Much murkier is the question of how to reform it. In today's podcast, Cato's Director of Health and Welfare Studies, Michael Tanner. Two issues dominated the presidential debate on Sunday. It was Iraq and healthcare, so let's just talk about the latter. Clinton and Obama have recently unveiled their plans for reforming healthcare, and then there was the Edwards plan a little while earlier. How are these plans different?
Well, actually, there's a great deal of similarity between these plans. They're all sort of based on the basic idea that came out of the 1993 Clinton health care reform, that is managed competition. All of them involve setting up regional or some type of exchange or connector that would market health care. All of them would involve creating a government-run entity that would compete with private insurance plans. And generally, they involve some sort of a mandate. Under Edwards and Hillary's plans, they would have an individual mandate. Obama would have a mandate on businesses. All of them are designed ultimately to achieve universal coverage, although I think Obama admits that his plan will fall short of that.
But this kind of mandate scheme is exactly what defeated HillaryCare back in 1994 when small businesses decried the toll that this was going to take on their bottom line. So why do they think it's going to be different this time around?
Well, we haven't really done much to reform health care in the last 15 years or so, and many of the problems have gotten worse. Unfortunately, many of the solutions have gotten worse as well. It seems that the Democrats still are driving towards the idea of a government-run health care system. And if we know anything from our experience around the world or even from the Veterans Administration in the United States, is that government-run health care inevitably leads to the rationing of care, lower quality, and less freedom for patients.
Okay, quality and efficiency aside, who's going to pay for everything? With these proposals, are we looking at reasonable price tags or are they staggering price tags?
They're pretty staggering. If you look at John Edwards, he's talking upwards of $120 billion in additional spending. Obama's plan's been variously estimated at around $60 to $70 billion. There's no price tag yet on Hillary's plan because she hasn't really spelled out all the details yet. But all of these are going to involve substantial new spending, substantial new taxes. And that doesn't even count the burden on business that is going to come from these mandates.
On the Republican side, is Mitt Romney's plan any different?
Mitt Romney's plan actually comes from the same basic premise. It is a managed competition plan. He would also set up a connector which would regulate the health insurance industry and sort of serve as a unified market of health care. He also includes an individual mandate and vastly increased subsidies and increased spending. So there's really not a whole lot of difference between Romney Care and any of the Democratic plans.
Well, obviously, we can't just leave this issue aside. Healthcare obviously needs reform. So tell me what your solution would be and why your prescription is better than any of the others so far.
Well, you're absolutely right. The current situation is not sustainable. We really shouldn't be debating about how to save the status quo. What we need to do is change the healthcare system. The question is whether we're going to change it to one in which the government is in control, which is what the Democrats and even Governor Romney are proposing, or one in which we put consumers in control. I think the solution to the healthcare problem lies in consumer-oriented healthcare reform. That is, we take the money that is currently being spent by government, employers, and insurers, and we give that money back to individual consumers and let them and their doctor make the healthcare decisions. Things like expanding health savings accounts, type of thing that President Bush has talked about in changing the tax code so that you get the same tax break for individually purchased insurance as you do for employer-provided insurance. Deregulating the healthcare industry, that means deregulating the insurance industry to eliminate rules that drive up the cost of insurance for young and healthy people that we want to get in the insurance pool, and also deregulating the healthcare provider marketplace so that alternative providers, people like nurse practitioners and so on, can practice medicine as well. Greater scope of practice. I think that these sort of things will bring down the cost, expand the availability of coverage, ensure that individuals can get access to the type of care they need without putting the government in charge.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you for listening to Cato Daily Podcast. If you like what you hear and would like to learn more, please visit our website, www.cato.org.